Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
The independence movement here in New Hampshire has caused some people to get upset. Unfathomable, though it seems, because we're simply arguing that, you know, the people of New Hampshire should be able to vote on whether or not they want to secede.
Yeah, that is the proposal that is being submitted to the New Hampshire legislature by a state representative, Mike Sylvia, longtime fan of Free Talk Live, actually, Mike Sylvia.
Has been submitted at this point, hasn't it?
It is waiting for the bill number. I mean, it's been submitted. He got 9 co-sponsors for this, which the maximum number of co-sponsors you can get is 10. So this thing is shown. I was surprised that this many people, you know, this many other state reps are willing to sign on at the very beginning of this thing because, you know, politicians are cowards, right? For the most part,
they want to get reelected. They don't want to say the wrong thing and piss off the wrong people and then.
Right. So the fact that it's not just lonely old Mike Sylvia and maybe one other guy.
Yeah. At the very start of this, didn't he warn us that like any bill that has his name on it is considered toxic and no one wants to touch it?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he said something to that effect in like one of the first two meetings.
No, he's been a successful multi-term state legislator. He's willing to put everything on the line for this at this point. This is his fifth term, so he's spent almost a decade.
And for those who don't know, this will just be an additional amendment to the Seventh Amendment?
Yeah, that's right. Seventh, whatever you call it, Bill of Rights.
That just basically says, all right, feds, we are starting secession. We're gonna remove ourselves starting now.
As I've been saying for the last few months, look, people out there, if you just stand your ground here, your employer is screwed. They can't afford to fire people right now. Everyone has help wanted signs out there.
They were hurting before these mandates started dropping.
Yeah. I want to come back to the independence question, though, because y'all were talking about like, well, you know, what's the reason to stay with the federal government? Why would anyone want to do this?
Because they don't want the soldiers beating down their doors.
Well, okay, so
they're scared.
It's because
they
fear the unknown more than anything.
Whenever you look at there are different answers to this that you'll get from people as far as why they want to stay, and every single one of them comes down to fear. Every one of them, whether it's fear of the soldiers coming in or fear of a bomb being dropped or fear of losing their benefits,
mm-hmm. Yep.
like Social Security.
Which you're going to lose anyways, guys, the way it's working.
Yeah, or fear of China coming in. It's always based on fear.
China is already here. They've already planted their flags all over the place. They're taking over.
Think about the mindset of these people who are afraid that the government, to whom they are swearing loyalty, will drop bombs on them if they, you know, retract that loyalty.
Yep.
And yet they remain loyal not out of love or respect, but out of fear.
There's also this concept that we'll become isolationists and we won't do business with our neighbors across the river, which is why would we do that? So I've decided I was born into this and I don't want to have any part of it. I'm going, but you have to get permission to do that. So maybe that's not the right word either.
Oh, to emancipate.
Yeah. So maybe there's, all right, help us out, chat room. Tell us what the proper word is. It's not divorce. It's not emancipate.
Declaring oneself free.
Sovereign.
Yeah. I mean, this is a declaration of independence. That's ultimately what would happen here. When this thing goes through, whether it's going to happen in 2022 or 2024 or 2026, you know, who knows?
That's true. We are in New Hampshire, and there are a large number of Liberty reps that are likely to keep proposing this thing no matter what happens.
I sure hope so. I mean, I definitely don't want this to be a one-and-done thing. The way that you succeed in making something happen in the political system is you have to keep at it. You can't expect that it's going to go through the first time around, but
it might.
You never know. And if it doesn't go through the first time around, you try again and try again. That's how the marijuana reform happened. It took decades for the first decrim to go through.
And we're talking about how afraid people are, because that's the primary response to this, whether they're, as you said, mm-hmm. afraid of losing their benefits or afraid of the United States invading us or blockading us or whatever. What sort of relationship is this?
When my parents visit, I was coming down the Connecticut River. And there's nothing. There's no houses on the river. There's no boat ramps. There's nothing. There's no way to get back off. And it's beautiful, beautiful land. I found an island out in the middle, eight acres of just island. That, by the way, I'm going to go live on when it hits the fan. And I looked it up. I didn't know where the hell is this thing? What is this? And I looked it up. It's called Dunshee Island. And some One of the natives of the place that the town that we were in gave it away. They gave it to Fish and Game. Damn gave it away. Now you can't do anything on it. You can't camp on it. You can't have a fire. It's horrible how much what the feds do with the land. It's almost like they don't want us out in the woods, living on our own, doing our own thing. It's almost like they want us in the cities, living in cubicles.
Right. They want you dependent.
So just thinking about all the land that we'd get our hands back on. If we got the feds out of our life?
I mean, a lot of people are also worried about, you know, blockades and stuff like that, and the United States not allowing travel to New Hampshire or through New Hampshire or whatever. But the reality of this is that if they blockade New Hampshire, they're also killing the state of Maine. Because
Alaska's separate.
I don't think Maine or Vermont would have any issues with us.
But
Massachusetts, on the other hand, they might not let us in. And we have a lot of back and forth. A lot of people live in Massachusetts, work in New Hampshire.
I mentioned to you that an independent NH exit activist was arrested last week. Did I already mention that?
Are you referring to the meeting of the executive council and the governor where 9 people were arrested? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, Therese Grinnell was arrested.
Was it 9? I thought it was just 2.
9.
She's not super active with us, but she is one of the NH exiters, and she's more active on the anti-mandate front. But
yeah, she's a nurse who got activated, I think, like 2 months ago. She just kind of woke up that there's some crazy stuff going on, and she needs to stand up about it. So she's risen to basically the top of the activist atmosphere, if you will, and has successfully organized huge rallies so far, including one with ostensibly over 1,000 people marching in the streets of Concord a few weeks ago on a Saturday. So a lot of people are paying attention to this lady, and she recently spoke out in favor of New Hampshire exiting the United States. So that's awesome.
There are additional updates regarding that incident, that event where she was arrested. It was a government meeting. She wasn't really doing anything there, but she might have been charged with something she might have said earlier, like during a meeting or something. I don't know. There is a fundraiser that was started, and in its first 5 days for the New Hampshire 9, they're calling them, the people who were arrested.
New Hampshire 9. There was also a New Hampshire 9 that got ticketed out in front of the governor's house in like late December for attempting to have a candlelight vigil. And some of those guys are actually going to what is expected to be a trial this week, although it may be continued. So I'm hoping to go out there on Thursday morning and cover that and bring a video camera.
That's one of the beautiful things about New Hampshire. We have so much activism that we have not one, but 2 different groups called New Hampshire 9.
Yeah, I guess the difference between the groups is the initial New Hampshire 9 was ticketed. This New Hampshire 9 were all arrested. So,
but there's some overlap between these individuals as well, like Footloose would be in both of them.
Yep.
So, but if you want to donate to the legal defense of the New Hampshire 9, the second New Hampshire 9, you would go to givesendgo.com. And you just search for NH9, and I should probably make that a song so you can remember it. GivesandGo.com, NH9.
All right.
So first off, I want to say I agree that and support your secession from the Union.
Thanks.
Thank you. What state are you calling from?
Also, I'm from Tennessee.
Okay.
Good state.
Tennessee.
Yep.
And how's nobody doing?
I don't know. I haven't had contact with nobody since our brief contact on March the 16th. We were in jail together.
Yeah, unfortunately, both Aria and I are prohibited by bail, very restrictive bail conditions, from speaking with nobody. But I've heard through the rumor mill that he's doing all right, all things considered. He's out of jail. He got out in early September, and rumor has it he's looking for a place back here in Keene. He'd moved up to the North Country, and it was just too... There just wasn't enough going on for him. He likes to be... He's very social. He likes to be around people.
I can verify that he is back in Keene. I actually saw him at a gas station on my way to work recently.
Nice. All right. Good to know.
So as far as I can tell, he's doing okay.
Cool. Thanks for the update.
Sure.
All right. So the nitty-gritty. So say New Hampshire does secede and get secession from the Union. All right. So as a libertarian in the borders, private property, how would you defend the border? Say I was to come in, like say I was coming in from Connecticut with my family, and I just plopped down a piece of land and I homesteaded there, and it was somebody else's private property, what would be the measure you would take to stop that from happening?
I wouldn't, but if that private property owner wanted to take some measures to stop it from happening, I would not necessarily object to them as long as the measures they were taking were proportional to what you were doing.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
You might as well ask me, what if I woke up tomorrow and just felt like I wanted to reverse being trans and just live as a cis dude for the rest of my life? It's not technically impossible.
This is typical, like, libertarian master debating kind of stuff that goes on the internet, where all they have to do with their lives is just talk about freedom and talk about what these weird hypotheticals might be, whereas we here in New Hampshire are actually doing freedom. We're actually going out and making a difference. We're actually getting people elected. We're doing massive civil disobedience, things like that. That's happening here. All the people on the internet can do is just talk about it.
You have a good point, but I do have a hypothetical for people. What if the New Hampshire State House had a bill in it that called for the state of New Hampshire to peaceably declare independence if it was passed on the ballot? That's a hypothetical.
That's happening. No, that's happening.
You're correct. That is actually happening here in New Hampshire because we aren't spending our time debating silly hypotheticals.
Yeah.
And it's made some people upset. Some letters to the editor have been written.
Yeah. They mad.
And we're going to get into those. I'm looking forward to it because if you have haters, and I know this sounds like a bleak way of viewing the world, but realistically, if you have people who hate on you, you're doing something right.
It's the facts.
It is.
You don't take flack unless you're over the target.
It's such a bleak view of the world, though, man.
It's just the reality of the world. I mean,
I know, but
haters gonna hate, and if you're not doing anything that's worth hating, then they're not gonna pay attention to you. Now, when each of us says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, we must think of these traitors in our midst. They would succeed where our foreign enemies have failed. They would break up these United States of America. They would trample on
I don't want them to be these United States. I want them to be those United States.
As though that's what the foreign enemies' goals would have been if they had ever tried to, you know, bring tanks into the United States. That wouldn't be the goal, would be to break up the United States. It would be to take over and, you know, militarily dominate. But regardless, he says they would trample on the graves of servicemen and women who died to preserve our one nation under God.
No one in the last century died to preserve the United States. They died to preserve the United States' domination and the control of the dollar.
But he is just strumming those notes as hard as he can. Those, you know, those sort of patriotic,
I can hear the Star Spangled Banner playing as you read this. Mm-hmm.
From now on, we must say the names of GOP reps Dennis Green, Scott Wallace, Dustin Dodge, Peter Sarosian, William Foster, Matthew Santodostasso, Glenn Bailey, and Belknap's Mike Sylvia, and Raymond Howard with the contempt they deserve. All Hampshireites, including Republicans, Democrats, and undeclared voters, must name, denounce, and vote out of office all Free Staters and their sympathizers, and thereby diminish their anti-American beliefs, talk, and actions. There was an interesting observation. Somebody looked at the mempool. You can look at this. There's graphs and things like that. The mempool, for listeners that don't know, is where transactions that are waiting to be put into a block are sitting. So when you send a Bitcoin transaction, it goes into the mempool. And if there's not a lot of demand on the Bitcoin network, usually within the next 10 minutes, it'll get mined into a block. And once it's mined into the block, then it's permanent. It's there forever on this blockchain, which is one of the key technologies behind Bitcoin. Blockchain is, in this case, a public ledger that holds all the transactions that have ever happened on Bitcoin ever since the very beginning. So the mempool is this sort of important little waiting room, basically, for transactions. And when Bitcoin is full of transactions, meaning there's more transactions waiting in the mempool than it can take care of in one 10-minute block,
right?
Then it has to keep going through them, right? Like every block, every 10 minutes, it tries to process as many of them as it can. But if there's a
certain
limit.
And when this happens,
limit.
The transaction fee goes up
and
stuff like that.
Transaction fees go up, yeah. But what's happening is the mempool isn't full like it has been on previous times where the price has run up. So that leads to kind of your point of, well, is this more about the rising price or the lowering value, rather, of the dollar as much as it is about high demand for Bitcoin? Although another point was made on this, and that is that a lot of people are buying their Bitcoin through centralized services like Coinbase. To the editor, 9 New Hampshire legislators have submitted a resolution for our state to, quote, peaceably declare independence from the United States and proceed as a sovereign nation, unquote, i.e. secede from the Union. And then in parentheses, they say, they don't seem to have given much thought to what the consequences of such action would be, were it ever to happen.
Quite the opposite. Some of the people involved in this, like the guy at Liberty Block, Alu
yeah.
has written multiple books about what would happen.
Yeah.
That opening sounded similar to the last one.
It sure did.
It was suspicious, and it was published on the same day.
It gets a little different, though. The secession proposal comes from members of the Free State Project, a group of anti-government zealots from around the nation.
By the way, Sylvia, yes, he's Free Stater?
Mm-hmm.
What about the other 9?
I don't recognize their names. Except for Matt Santanastasso, I don't recognize the other names.
Okay, interesting.
And Matt is, I believe, a Free Stater.
Interesting.
Did the previous letter even name drop Matt Santanastasso?
Yeah, it went through the whole list of sponsors,
okay.
of which there are 9 co-sponsors.
Where New Hampshire allows a maximum of 10,
that's correct.
By the way.
Who've been moving to New Hampshire for the past 2 decades with a stated goal of taking over state government and creating a libertarian, quote, utopia, unquote. They selected New Hampshire as their target because of our small population and our narrow political balance, making it possible for them to have a significant effect on legislative actions.
You've been watching Squid Game.
I don't know if you can classify that as a show, though. They're like mini movies. It's like a long 9-hour movie.
They've gotten that good, like the production quality is up on television.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's really,
I agree.
It's really crisp.
It used to be that, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, you could easily tell the difference between a movie and a TV show.
I mean, even South Park, which is what, a 25
minute? Okay, South Park, I have to make an exception because I did finally watch the pandemic and vaccination specials of South Park.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the things I wanted to say about James Nintendo Nerd. Like, he did a lot of production value basically all by himself in the early days. I think he's got a team that he works with now of his buddies or whatever that help him, and they probably all make money off of it or whatever. But, you know, just he really showed how much production value you could just do at home back mm-hmm. in the mid-aughts and nowadays, like special effects and like all kinds of stuff. Like he did an amazing job, and I think he probably inspired a lot of young people to, you know, do their own video work and get into that world. So there's probably a lot of people that owe him for that.
And make Hollywood work for their money. Really, really take them to task. There's, you know, you got kids who are producing, you know, content that was highly produced content, and they have more viewers than some Hollywood movies, Hollywood producers.
Yeah, and he's managed to keep the same character and the same gimmick pretty fresh for the last 15 years.
It died off for several years. He stopped doing it.
Let me go on here. There are more than 40 Free Staters in the New Hampshire legislature today. Alone, a greater accomplishment than anything the Libertarian Party has ever done in its entire 50-year history.
But the Libertarian Party is upset because these people don't have L's next to their names.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hey, look, they got elected and they're Libertarians. Elected as Republicans, they point out. Some suggest the number, including sympathizers, may be as high as 100. The primary
goal. We have sympathizers.
Yes. The primary goal of Free Staters is to reduce the role of the federal government as espoused by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. ALEC says the framers, which I've never heard of this group, says the framers intended for states to cede only a minuscule amount of power to the national government, and that over time, the amassing of federal power, quote, has led to overregulation and redundant bureaucracy, unquote.
Well, those are all true statements.
Even international relations should be in the hands of state legislators, Alex says, as they are, quote, stakeholders in many of the most important national and international issues of the day, unquote. While it is true that crafting our federal system, the founders stress that power derives from the people and governmental function should be carried out at the lowest level practicable, over time, developments in commerce and technology have made it increasingly necessary to regulate matters at national or even international levels. People are mad. They don't like the Free Staters here, some of them, because, well, their status, they love the government, and they know that the Free Staters, liberty activists, are a threat, In fact, that's what the final paragraph here suggests from this hater that wrote a letter to the editor about the proposal, constitutional amendment to declare independence. This person, Don Nolte, by the way, is their name, from Exeter. That's a seacoast person. Says secessionists are by definition not patriots.
Now, and he is absolutely correct.
And with their growing representation in our state and local government, free staters pose a palpable risk. They have been introducing, which that has never been said about libertarians outside of New Hampshire ever.
And I want to be clear, I don't hate the National Libertarian Party.
Me neither. I became a libertarian because of the libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000.
I just don't think it's an effective vehicle for securing change. I mean, sure.
It's proven ineffective.
Yeah, getting 3% of the vote or whatever it was Gary Johnson got when he ran in 2012 or whenever it was. Mm-hmm. Sure, that's kind of impressive. That's neat. But you're never going to get better than that in the whole United States versus what's happening here in New Hampshire, where there are 40-ish free state representatives in the House.
There's not even, I don't think, one free, you know, liberty rep in, you know, Ron Paul's gone. He says we're trying to neglect roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
What is he talking about? There's too much road work being done in New Hampshire.
I have not yet heard of any free staters saying, no, we don't need to fix the roads. I mean, it's ridiculous. And overturn community priorities. For more, see the website granitestateprogress.org, which is the group that created the other site he mentions in the beginning, Free State Project Watch. It's Granite State Progress that is behind that particular group. It's their project.
And that's the progressive group that just had a meeting about how to combat the Free State Project.
They sure did.
It sounds like this is coordinated.
And that wasn't their first meeting, by the way. They've had meetings like this over the last several years.
We could easily coordinate our own letters to the editor.
What we can do about this, since Free Staters run as Republicans and since other Republicans support many of their priorities, is to show up at the polls and elect Democrats. Regardless of impediments Republicans place in the way of voting, we need to fight our way through and vote.
Yeah, I don't. Voting along party lines, dude, is how the Republicans ended up with me as their sheriff candidate last year. It's not a good idea. And even though you're a Democrat, you should have learned something from that experience. If you start doing that, just blindly voting for Democrats, I got news for you. Libertarians aren't stupid. We'll just start running as Democrats.
I hope they already are. I don't have any evidence that, you know, of who they might be. But there have been free staters who have run and won election as Democrats.
I was an adoption counselor, which I'd argue is the most important job in the building. Mm. And there was only like six left.
And these are the people that meet with the potential, you know, people to adopt an animal.
Yeah. And not only that, but I also did the cleaning and everything. Mm. Literally did everything. And I covered a bunch of shifts that no one else wanted to do.
Wow.
And I worked over an hour and a half of overtime every day the last week I was there, and they still fired me.
God.
And like,
well, that's because it wasn't, you know, it was a cold bureaucrat who made this decision, and not someone who actually has to deal with the fallout from this. I mean, you're not a person when you work for these people. You're just a number. You're disposable. You're expendable.
Some of these bureaucrats are going to, and they already are, feeling the pain of these silly decisions. And it's coming to bite them. You might, if you do you love this job? Did you love working there?
I'm already gone.
Yeah, but did you love the job?
They already got rid of me.
Did you like the job?
I did really enjoy the job.
Would you go back if they asked you?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, they were awful to you.
Yeah, but he says his coworkers seem to be on the up and up.
Yeah, but his coworkers isn't going to make the toxic environment any better. I mean, who was it who was following you around? That was your coworkers.
His coworkers weren't willing to make the stand.
No. That was the HR manager.
I spend every October. I didn't last year because I was a bit busy with the sheriff stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I spend every October watching a lot of horror movies. And this year,
don't you normally watch a lot of horror movies?
I do, but in October it goes up a notch.
You're like every
notch.
Day without fail.
I try to average, not every day without fail, but I try to average 31 movies throughout the month.
Okay.
So some days I watch two, some days I don't watch any.
Gotcha.
It varies. The latest one I watched was Halloween Kills, which is the latest sequel to the reboot of Halloween.
Sequel to the reboot to the...
Yeah, it's all very confusing, but...
Yeah, because apparently, I was reading about this last night, there are like now four different timelines, canon movie timelines for Halloween, apparently. Like, there's the original timeline of the first six movies, and then they undid something with H2O, and then there was the reboot that happened in 2007, I think.
There was a Rob Zombie one?
Rob Zombie, yeah. And now there's this new one, which isn't really as much of a reboot as it is a alternate sequel. So this sequel takes over after the one that came out in 2018, Halloween, is named the same as the 1978 movie that it is a sequel to. So 1978 Halloween,
speaking
2018
of this,
Halloween.
We mentioned the angry video game nerd earlier. He has a video called Chronologically Confused.
Yeah, where he goes into all this.
And it's every bit as bad as something that he should be ranting about. Yeah. So it is very stupid, the chronology here.
Just a senseless naming of movies.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.